There are a million reasons to listen to Odeo, and this is one.
This is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network.
Greetings from Caracas in Venezuela for Venezuela Viewpoint. This is Coral Winter and Jim McElroy reporting on recent developments in Venezuelan politics. First of all, the news from today was that the right-wing opposition has decided to come in behind one candidate. His name is Manuel Rosales, and he's the present governor of Zulia province. It appears that the circus continues as far as the development of the right-wing opposition to President Hugo Chavez, and we will now enter a new phase with this circus regarding the right-wing opposition. The other candidates have duly come in behind Rosales. But this may all turn out to be a charade because there's widespread speculation that the United States may order their puppet candidate, to withdraw at the last minute, declaring that the voting system is unfair or something like that. That'll depend on how they assess things towards the end of the year. But at the moment, of course, Chavez, very, very popular because of the social programs and the revolutionary programs that have been put in place, is way out in front. One irony has been pointed out that Rosales, at this stage, is putting forward as his main platform the question of security, which in Australian political terms would translate as law and order, as we would all recognise that issue is always put forward. The irony has been pointed out that the state of Zulia, which is on the border of Colombia, is actually the most insecure part of the whole country. So that is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And we will see him exposed more and more when the policies of Chavez are compared more and more with the policies of this Rosales and his backers in the United States. Now, on the question of security, this leads on to the issue which is really boiling along in the background all the time, and that is the Colombian paramilitaries and the question of violence in Venezuela spreading through from that area. There should be an article from Coral and myself coming up in Green Left Weekly very shortly, or a couple of articles, exposing some of the issues regarding this, the infiltration of paramilitaries into Venezuela. It's a serious problem. What appears to be the case is that the government has moved now strongly to take firm action on this. Chavez, in his first Alo Presidente program for some weeks on last Sunday, on the 6th of August, came out very strongly calling for action. This is follows the attempted assassination of a government deputy in the National Assembly, who is a leader of the peasant movement. And the peasant movement has borne the brunt of this violence over the last few years, in which more than 2,000 people have been killed. Behind this lies Plan Colombia, the United States, and the Uribe regime in Colombia, which is orchestrating this program of infiltration and undermining of Venezuela. It's linking up with right-wing forces, the Latifundistas, who are being challenged now by Chavez, who's ordered that the largest piece of land holding in the country be nationalised and the land be handed over to the peasants. So there will be more on this area very, very shortly. The final point that I would like to take up today is the question of international relations, because once again Chavez has recently carried out a very extensive trip to virtually parts of the whole world, Europe. He visited Belarusia and Moscow itself. He visited Vietnam. and was very warmly received by the Vietnamese government and the people. And he's also visited Africa, where he visited Mali and Benin, and he visited Iran and some other places in the Middle East. So really, he's travelled around the world. This is part of his ongoing program. What he is really doing is building an international network. What could probably be described as a world anti-imperialist alliance. That's the project that President Chavez has on his drawing board. He's very ambitious with this. He wants to create what he calls a multipolar world. Well, what he really means is a world that is united, the third world, which is united against the United States imperialism and the imperialist countries in general. And that links up, of course, with his Bolivarian project in Latin America, where more and more he's strengthening ties with the Latin American governments and the Latin American people. And I just want to mention to close that, of course, he has taken a really strong stand against Israel with its war against Lebanon and the Palestinian people. And Chavez has withdrawn the Venezuelan ambassador from Israel and has made some really strong statements. He's backing up this new offensive in foreign affairs with some changes in government ministries, including a change in the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who is now Nicolas Maduro, a strong candidate who was the head of the National Assembly. So, yeah, that's some of the recent events that have been occurring in Venezuela and as part of the political activities of the revolutionary Venezuelan government. So it's goodbye from Caracas for now, and we'll be with you again shortly.
Venezuela Viewpoint is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network. That's ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com. ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com.